99?
Agent 77 is up on top posing as a building inspector.
Good.
I don't know, Max. Frank Lloyd Joshua's up there with him. And since he owns Jericho Construction Company, he may be familiar with all the building inspectors.
In that case, he may be aware that Agent 77 is an imposter. I better contact the chief immediately.
Right, Max.
This is 86 calling control. This is 86 calling control. Come in, control.
Hello? This is control. Go ahead, Max.
Can you read me?
I read you loud and clear.
Good. Listen, Chief, I want you to congratulate Carlson on his ingenuity in putting a telephone in a magazine.
I'll tell him, Max.
Only the next time, tell him to use a later issue in order to avoid suspicion. This one has a picture of Ronald Reagan on the cover.
Well, why would a picture of Ronald Reagan invite suspicion?
Because he's dancing with Betty Grable.
Max, are you at your post?
Yes, Chief. I'm on the southwest corner of 41st Street, observing the construction of a 42-story building.
You're on the northeast corner, and it's 42nd Street, and it's a 41-story building.
Max? Max, why have you stopped talking?
Why should I talk? You disagree with everything I say.
Max, three other buildings put up by the Jericho Company have mysteriously blown up after completion. Now, those buildings house agencies working on our space program. We've got to find out how chaos is blowing up those buildings and stop them.
Well, has he discovered anything that could give us a clue?
Well, I don't know, Chief. I haven't heard from him yet. He's up on top of the building now inspecting it.
That must be Agent 77.
He's reporting in now, Chief.
Well, Collins?
But I'd, Mr. Joshua. There is no such man listed as building inspector.
A control agent, no doubt. Get rid of him.
A pleasure.
Hey! Hatch! Oh!
Agent 77 has stopped sending.
Why?
Hold on, Chief. I think I see him coming now.
Max, why have you stopped talking?
Oh, Max, how terrible.
Yes. Broke his glasses and everything.
Agent 77 must have discovered something really significant.
Yes, and he was probably trying to relay it to us just before he died.
Whatever it was important enough to cost him his life.
Do you mean that Agent 77 didn't fall off that building accidentally, as Frank Lloyd Joshua reported?
No, 99, he was probably pushed.
Pushed? At that height? What's the matter with those workmen? Don't they know that someone could get hurt?
Max, somebody did get hurt. A man was killed.
There, what did I tell you?
For some time now, we've suspected Joshua of being affiliated with chaos. I think what happened today leaves little doubt.
Chief, if the last three buildings that Joshua constructed were all mysteriously blown up, then why was he awarded another government contract?
Yes, Chief, why?
That's a good question, 99. Joshua always underbids the other companies, yet he always uses the best building materials.
But, Chief, if he uses superior building materials and underbids the other companies, then how can he stay in business?
Yes, Chief, how?
I'm glad you asked that, 99. We suspect that Chaos secretly owns the Jericho Construction Company.
But, Chief, isn't the Pentagon suspicious that all of Jericho's buildings blow up a year after they're finished?
Yes, Chief, aren't they?
It's a very good point, 99. There never has been any clue as to how the buildings blew up, but the Pentagon is convinced it was outside sabotage.
But how?
That's what Max is going to find out.
Me? Why me? Why not her? She's the one who asked the question.
Max, this job calls for an agent with high intelligence, sharp judgment, and total fearlessness.
Well, okay, Chief, if you put it that way.
Unfortunately, I can't spare 99 right now. Max, you're going to Las Vegas.
Las Vegas?
Max, you're going to Las Vegas because Joshua will be there. And he'll be staying at the same hotel with Baron von Krupa. You know who Baron von Krupa is, don't you?
A German drummer?
You tell him, 99.
Max, the Baron owns the von Krupa Explosives Company. He backed Germany in the last two world wars.
Two flops in a row, eh?
Max, please, there must be some connection between the Baron's explosives business and the blowing up of Joshua's buildings.
And if they're both going to be in Las Vegas at the same hotel at the same time, there must be an important meeting going on.
Right, 99. Now, when these two men meet, I want every word of their conversation recorded.
Well, that's not going to be easy, Chief.
It will be with this.
A silver dollar?
It only looks like a silver dollar. It's really a transistorized microphone capable of picking up a whisper from 20 or 30 feet and then transmitting it 2,000 miles.
Well, that's a great buy for a buck.
99 and I will remain at headquarters to record the conversation. Now, here are your tickets. We've made reservations for you at the Arabian Nights Hotel.
Right, Chief. I'm on my way.
Good luck, Max.
Oh, and Max, remember, both Joshua and the Baron are ruthless, cold-blooded killers. From the minute you set foot in that hotel, you'll be facing constant, extreme danger.
And loving it.
Good evening, sir. Would you care for a table?
No, thank you. I'll sit at the bar.
Ah, Monsieur Joshua, good evening.
Hello, Martini. Has the Baron come in yet?
Waiting for you at your table, sir.
Baron, forgive me for being late.
It's quite all right. Sitzen Sie bitte.
An unexpected intrusion at the construction site this morning. I was forced to take a later flight.
It's coming in now, Chief.
And clear as a bell. The microphone in that coin is highly sensitized.
Cigars? Cigarettes? What's happening?
Well, I don't know. I heard the cigarette girl's voice. Now all I hear is a lot of change jingling.
Chief, do you think Max bought a pack of cigarettes and paid for it with a silver dollar microphone?
99, no agent in his right mind could possibly be that stupid.
I guess you're right.
And there's a very good chance that's exactly what he did.
Thank you very much.
Pardon me, miss, but you have a silver dollar that belongs to me.
What makes you think it belongs to you?
Well, I was tossing it up in the air and it accidentally fell into your tray as you went by.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here you are.
Oh, thank you.
Cigar?
Pardon me, miss. This isn't it.
What do you think you're doing?
Well, I'm looking for my silver dollar. You gave me the wrong one.
What's the difference? A dollar's a dollar.
Well, mine is a very special silver dollar. Oh, here it is.
How can you be sure it's yours?
Yes. Well, it has my name on it.
Oh, is that so? Well, what's your name?
E Pluribus Unum.
Wise guy.
You shouldn't have done that.
Why not?
Because heat is bad for transistors.
Cigarettes?
Can I have a pack of gum, please? All I got's a 20.
Oh, $20. Well, let's see. That's one. That's five. 15. 19. I should have another one here someplace.
Hold it. Don't you know these machines are fixed? Why, the odds against you hitting them are 1,000 to 1.
Will you leave me alone? I gave up smoking. Isn't that enough?
missed the jackpot.
Yeah. Hey, you're lucky for me. If you hadn't been standing here, I never would have hit the jackpot. I'm indebted to you.
Here, let me help you.
Touch my money, I break your arms.
I was just trying to help.
I don't need no help. Here's a buck for your trouble.
You mind if I take this one?
This isn't even any good.
This must have fallen from your pocket, monsieur.
Oh, thank you. So, Baron, you say that the nitroglycerin will arrive at the construction site tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
Splendid. We are just at that phase of the construction. Each day closer to completion is a day closer to demolition. Goodbye, Baron.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Pardon me, but I wonder if you'd mind if I use your ashtray.
Please do.
Turn around and keep walking. That wall.
Are you sure you've got the right man, fella?
The Baron's got a photographic memory. He never forgets a control agent.
Well, look, you're making a mistake. I just came here to gamble.
You gambled. You lost.
It's you. I don't think I understand.
My name is Charlie Watkins, Control West.
Oh, well, I'm Maxwell Smart, Agent 86 out of Washington.
Get going. I'll cover you.
Right. Charlie Watkins?
That's right. I'm working in disguise.
Well, Charlie, I've seen a lot of disguises in my time, but...
The original tape of the conversation between Joshua and Baron von Krupa.
Oh, thank you, 99. Did you rush a copy over to the Pentagon?
Yes, I did, Chief. And this came by messenger.
Oh, what is it?
Photographs of Agent Watkins from Control West.
Oh, that's the agent who saved Max's life in Las Vegas.
Did he arrive yet?
Yes, he's on his way up now.
Oh, good. I can't wait to see him. He's only been gone one day, and it seems like so much longer. Wow, who's that?
That's Agent Watkins.
Hi, Chief. Hello, 99.
What's the matter with her, Chief?
She just saw a picture of Charlie Watkins.
Oh, Charlie Watkins. He saved my life, Chief. You know, if it wasn't for his quick thinking, I might not be here now.
Yes, I know. I notified the Pentagon, and they're going to award Charlie Watkins a medal.
Oh, really? I'd like to be the one to pin it on him.
Max, let's get back to the case.
Right, Chief.
Now, it is my theory that Joshua places the explosives in the building as it's being erected.
But I don't understand, Chief. How can he do that?
I don't know, but once the building goes up, it's too late to do anything about it. Now, I've gotten you a job as a member of the construction crew.
You got me a job with the Jericho Construction Company?
That's right. Carlson's waiting for you in the lab. He's got some special equipment for this operation.
Well, in that case, I won't keep him waiting, Chief.
Max, before you go, the silver dollar, please.
The silver dollar.
Max, the microphone. Don't tell me you lost it.
But don't be ridiculous, Chief. I wouldn't lose anything as valuable as that.
A relief.
I must have spent it. Now, let's see. Got off the plane. I went to the magazine stand. I bought that magazine.
Max, that microphone cost $700. How could you have spent it? Of all the stupid...
Take it easy, Chief. That's a $700 magazine. Carlson, how's everything going?
Well, fine, up till now. Well, let's get started. First, we'll take this.
Oh, good, I'm starving.
There's nothing edible in here, 86. This contains camouflage communication devices. Now, this on the surface appears to be nothing more than an American cheese sandwich. However...
Why, are you kidding? A telephone? Why, that's fantastic.
Thank you.
And does it come in any other colors?
Just basic black. But it does come in different sandwiches. Egg salad, peanut butter, and an imported liverwurst.
Hmm. Now, which do you recommend?
You better try the cheese. I just made it. Well, so much for your lunch. Now, let's look at your tools. Now, this...
A hammer.
Yes. It's a hammer when you hold it this way. But when you hold it this way, it's a .45 caliber pistol.
That's fantastic. The old pistol and the hammer trick. What's this?
That's a wrench.
Well, I know it's a wrench, Carlson, but what does it do?
Well, you use it for tightening bolts.
And?
What do you mean, and? That's all it does.
Oh. Well, you keep working on it, Carlson. You'll come up with something. That was a little high and outside. Let's try another one. Well, that's more like it. Let's try it again.
Oh!
Sorry about that.
Hey, fella.
Chief, this is Max. They just brought up the nitroglycerin, and Joshua has another set of blueprints, which he keeps under lock and key.
Those blueprints will tell us how they put the explosives into the building. You've got to get a look at them, Max, but be careful.
Right, Chief.
Carlos, at New Riveter. I recall seeing him in Las Vegas, and he looked familiar. And now he shows up here.
That's strange.
There's something even stranger. I just saw him talking into his sandwich. I have a photo file on all control agents downstairs in my car. And if that man is who I think he is, you've got to get rid of him.
You know how I hate to fire anyone. Couldn't I just kill him?
Precisely.
Thank you.
I'll be back shortly. Stay close to him and don't let him out of your sight.
Point always to eat lunch with a man his first day on the job.
Well, that's very sweet of you, Carlos, but I'm really not hungry now.
Go on, eat, I insist. Man does not do good work on an empty stomach.
Yes, well, I agree with you, but I'm not hungry.
Eat it.
Eat it. Hello. It's for you.
Hello?
Smart, it's all over for you.
Not for me, Joshua, but for you. You see, I've discovered your hollowed bricks, and I know how you blow up your buildings.
Ingenious, is it not, Mr. Smart? Placing nitroglycerin inside the bricks and cementing them into designated areas of the building.
Yes, it is ingenious. A completed building, actually an explosive skyscraper, sitting right here in the heart of Washington waiting to be detonated.
And as soon as the space research laboratories in the building have made too much progress, a bullet striking any one of the bricks containing the nitro sets off a chain reaction of total destruction.
Thanks for filling me in, Joshua.
No harm, as you are about to die.
Don't move, Joshua. This hammer happens to be a .45 caliber pistol.
So is this wrench.
Oh, really? Carlson is going to feel terrible about this.
All right, Mr. Smart, make your choice. A .45 caliber bullet or a 41-story fall?
I don't suppose a simple apology would do. Now, Mr. Joshua, it seems that your wrench is useless.
On the contrary.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine, Chief.
What happened? Who is he?
That is Frank Lloyd Joshua. Tried to knock me off the building. Luckily, I fell onto that girder, and when it was lifted up, I knocked him out.
Good work, Max. Did you find out how they did it?
Yes, Chief, I did. You see, they took the nitro, and they put it inside the hollowed bricks, and then they cemented it into the building.
Very clever. But we'd better get rid of that nitro right away. It's highly explosive. Where is it?
Well, Chief, while Joshua and Carlos were talking, I took the nitro out of the container and hid it.
That was wise. Where'd you hide it?
In the bags of cement.
Max, they're starting to pour the cement now. I noticed it on our way up.
Well, we've really fooled chaos this time, Chief. They think the nitro is still in the bricks, and all the time, it's in the cement. Listen, Chief, I think we better contact all the space agencies who are going to occupy this building and tell them.
Tell them what?
Not to buy expensive furniture.